And welcome to Praise the Lord devotional service. And let's open with the use of hymn number 223A. It'll be on the screen. So you can sing along from the screen. Prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee once again this day, thankful indeed for this privilege of coming apart from the world and its cares, to study Thy truth, to enjoy sweet fellowship, to sit at the feet of Jesus. We thank Thee for the lessons already had this morning on the life of Paul and on the tabernacle types and shadows. We have had our intellects and our minds fed with Thy truth, and now we thank Thee for the setting apart of this hour to touch our hearts, to enrich our souls, to awaken us that devotional tone of our consecrated walk, which is so important to our making our calling and election sure. We pray that Thou would be with Brother Peter as he directs our thoughts along these devotional lines upon all of us who will be blessed by them. We pray for the full establishment of Thy kingdom. We pray not only for ourselves here, but for all of Thy children the world over. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Beautiful words from a beautiful song. Only Thou art holy. There is none beside Thee. Perfect in love, in power, in love, and purity. Yes, our God is holy. There is none like Him in the universe. When we worship the God of heaven, we stand in awe and in wonderment of His power, His majesty, His greatness, His justice, His love, and His wisdom. Lauren's going to read to us, Lauren Alexander, from
Psalm 71:22. I will also praise you with a harp, even your truth, O my God. To you I will sing praises with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. Psalms 99:5. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he.
And Sister Rhoda Larson will read Psalms 105:1.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad.
Okay, we're going to listen to an audio video of How Great Thou Art. Next reading will be from Sister Bonnie. Forgive the transition here, it gets a little clumsy.
The human mind staggers in its endeavor to comprehend such a height of glory. Yet those whose hearts are deeply in love with the Lord can appreciate the exceeding favor of the invitation to be the beloved bride of Christ, be made like him, and be in his glorious presence forever. Amazing grace.
What amazing grace our Heavenly Father has that he would look down on his lowly servants with the promise to exalt them to his Son's side as the bride of Christ, as the world's future kings and priests. Now let's listen to a beautiful presentation of the hymn, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, precious did that grace appear. I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Was blind, but
Well, if you've been inspired by this beautiful rendition of Amazing Grace, then perhaps you'll be inspired to sing this hymn yourself with all your heart. So let's now sing hymn 126A, Amazing Grace. It'll all be on the screen. Our next reader will be Sister Alice. Truly, God's grace is amazing. When we look up to heaven and pray to Him with praise and hope for grace to help in every time of need. Solomon prayed a like prayer in 2 Chronicles 6.
There. Listen to the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel, when they pray toward this place. Hear from your dwelling place from heaven. Hear and forgive. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
How lovely is God's dwelling place. Our heart longs to be close to Him, guided by His counsel and protected under His wings. Let's now enjoy a lovely presentation of How Lovely Is Your Dwelling Place.
Finds a home for her brood and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. In your altars, my King and my God, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God, Lord of all. Blessed are they whose dwelling is your own, Lord of peace. Blessed are they, refreshed by springs and by rain, when dryness daunts and scathes. Behold my shield, my King and my God. Belong to you alone. My strength are you alone. My glory, my King and my
As we fellowship with our God daily in His marvelous dwelling place, we can rejoice in His wondrous love for us. So next we're going to sing hymn number 62, Wondrous Love, and you're going to sing, and you're going to be a little patient here because I lost my place in PowerPoint, but I think I can recover pretty quickly here. There we are. Okay, we're ready to go. So hymn number 62, Wondrous Love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry. So every day of our lives, we can rejoice and be excited about God's wondrous love for us. And now we're going to listen to an audio video of Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty.
We love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises as your people declare your mighty words.
Blessed be the
Sister Dorothea will read next when we get the scripture up on the screen. Let's always bless the Lord God Almighty. Let's rejoice in His faithfulness, knowing that He's always faithful. He's never, ever going to let us down. No matter how terrible the trial, God is with us. He is faithful. He will not abandon us. Sister Dorothea.
1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it.
Let's now sing together hymn 356 on the screen. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you.
God is faithful. He loves us. And we can return that love by surrendering ourselves to His Son, Jesus. By loving and trusting Jesus, we will become energized by His love, guidance, encouragement, and support. Let's now listen to the audio video, All to Jesus I Surrender. It's not easy to surrender all to Jesus. The old creature gets in the way. We're tempted to do things our own way rather than the Lord's way. But we get strength when we keep our eye on the ball, when we humbly focus on the God of heaven. Let's sing together, To God Be the Glory.
Thank you.
glory goes to God. All the glory goes to God, not to you and me. But he provides many blessings, encouragements, and refreshments along the narrow way. Humility, devotion, and obedience will be rewarded in due time. When pride gets in the way and sends us in the wrong direction, let's let Jesus show us the way instead. Let's follow Jesus through his teachings and God's word. Let's not let the old creature rule our lives. Let's let Jesus lead us all the way. Let's stay focused on him. So we're going to listen to an audio video, Lead Me, Lord.
Take the right direction.
let's stay focused on Him. Let's stay focused on our Lord. Our next reading will be from Sister Linda will read from Psalms 19.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much more than fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward.
The heavens declare the glory of God. How great is our Heavenly Father! The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. How great is our Heavenly Father! The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. How great is our Heavenly Father! Let's close this praise and worship service by singing together hymn 358, How Great Thou Art. Brother Dan will close with prayer, and then we'll have, if you could be seated, we'll have one quick announcement.
I see the
Brother Dan.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy and precious name. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that thou hast granted us a portion of thy time to meditate upon thy principles and thy precepts. Help us to take in the thoughts that have been presented in all of our dealings today, in all of our studies, in all of our devotion. May we take it forth and be better witnesses for thy name's sake, and changing, being able to change our characters to be better witnesses for thy name's sake. And dear Heavenly Father, we pray these blessings and favors not only upon ourselves, but we would pray for all thy dear ones the world over. Be especially with those undergoing severe trials, those on beds of pain or in sickness or in sorrow, whatever experience thou would find thy people. Strengthen them and guide and direct them as thou hast promised thou would do, and we do lay hold on thy precious promises. We do ask for forgiveness of our many sins and shortcomings, knowing we are frail flesh and we are going to fail. We do ask for forgiveness. And dear Heavenly Father, we long for and pray for thy speedy establishment of thy kingdom here upon the earth, that indeed the whole world might know thee and love thee, and as we know thee and love thee now, and that all might be in thy dwelling place. And dear Heavenly Father, we ask this all and through the merit of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.